Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
It's my cousin.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's your cousin.
Yes. Cousin Blue Wind.
Who?
Cousin Blue End.
What is the man's name? His name is Blue End?
Yeah.
What kind of a name is that?
I don't know, Mr. What kind of a name is Phil, you know?
A regular name? A name that a guy has? And a lot of guys. Blue End?
Yeah, that's his name.
And he's a cousin.
What is this, man? I come to work every day. I try to do the best I can.
Never mind. That was, Bud's cousin, Blue End. Has that got something to do with what he... Never mind.
Oh, my God. You want to take his pants off to see you see?
Say that again?
You want him to take his pants off just so you can see what you can see.
See what? That if he has a blue ass or something?
Dad.
Hey, Bud, you shake your head like we're weird. You got a cousin named Blue End. I agreed to have the guy come in and do some announcing here. He's got a good voice.
Well, is he?
I don't... Where is he?
I'm right over here, though.
He's standing at the door. How are you, sir?
Good.
Blue End, you can go out to the car.
All right.
You know, these guys, they think they're leaving and they're standing at the door overhearing things?
Yeah, they want to leave, but then they want to stay.
Bud's cousin, Blue End. Okay, thank you very much, sir. We'll take it under advisement. We are looking, always looking for announcers for the show. Thank you. We have on the show for you today, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are at the Western Estates, out at the place called the Crevice, Margaret.
This is the back canyon at Western Estates. There have been sporadic instances, some hot spots that they have been tamping down overnight. And it's not West Hills, is it?
Well, it's near West Hills. This is Western Estates.
All right, it's Western Estates. So it's its own...
its own governmental entity?
Yeah.
Bobby, you hear me?
Yeah, hold on, Phil.
Yeah, right over there.
Yeah, Phil, hi. We're directing some of the water drops that Los Angeles Fire is directing here.
You got LAFD there, huh?
We have what?
LAFD, LA Fire Department.
Steve, what's the name of the agency?
LA Fire.
It's called LA Fire.
Is that the LA City Fire?
What is it, Steve?
LA Fire. God damn.
Come here.
Ow, my nuts.
I didn't touch him.
You didn't hurt me.
Hey, don't do that, you guys. We're in the middle of a very serious situation here with these fires right now. Answer my question. Is it LAFD? Is it LA City? What is it?
What is it, Steve?
It's called LA Fire.
It's...
It's a private organization.
It's a private organization called LA Fire. What do they do? They do water drops?
Yeah, they're doing water drops right now. I'm waiting for the guy to come back around. Here he comes. Yeah, come on. Bring it in. Bring it in low. Bring it in low.
Steve's directing it. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah. All right, low. Yeah, now. Now. Drop it now. Yeah, they're late.
They're not too quick on the pickup, are they?
Okay, I'm sorry to have to just stagger around like this, Steve. So this is a private water drop company?
Yeah, it's a private firefighting company that Western States contracted. It's called Fire.
I didn't understand a word of that.
It's a private firefighting company. Wait, hold on for a minute. Now. Do it now.
All right, now. He's done paying attention to us.
Yeah, he just did. He missed the crevice. Mr. Edward, we're out here at a place called the Crevice, which is right behind Western Estates. It's a small canyon, a small rivulet, and there was some hot spots here earlier that were brought in LA Fire to deal with.
So this is a group called LA Fire, a private firefighting firm.
I guess, Steve, what is it?
Yeah. In fact, Bud, you know more about it.
Well, yeah, it's my cousin Blue End. That's his family. What's the problem?
Hold on for a minute. Here you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it, baby. Bring it in. All right, now.
Well, I think he missed it. What we're attempting to do, Mr. Henry, is to get this water drop company to hit the hot spot that we have here in the crevice. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. I don't know anything about... Where is this? Is this on property?
It's right behind the walls. It is on property. It's part of the Western Estates de facto property line. Here comes the...
Yeah, that's it, baby. That's it. Now! God,
He didn't drop it when you said now.
I know that, Bobby. I've got it.
But, okay, there's a lot going on here. Is this guy Crevice? I'm not Crevice.
No, my cousin is Blue End. That's his family, LA Fire.
And Blue End happens to be just a guy that's trying out as an announcer.
as an announcer.
I'm sorry, as an announcer.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what is it, Mr. Eddie's, Bud's family involved with this firefighting company?
Yeah, he Bud's family, his cousin's family owns L.A. Fire.
His cousin?
Yeah, his cousin's named Blue End, and he was auditioning to be an announcer. I don't know. It's gotten too weird.
Yeah, I don't think I want to know anything more about that. The reason why we requested... Okay, here comes Steve.
Yeah, all right.
Steve's waving him in. Then he points at the ground and tells them, now, go ahead, Steve.
All right, now, right here, right at my feet. God damn.
I don't know, can he see you?
Yeah, he sees me. He knows what's going down, and he knows what the penalty is, but he doesn't pay attention to me.
Hey, Steve, do you have experience in directing this kind of thing?
He asked you a question.
What?
Do you have experience in directing this kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know what he means by that.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Henry?
Exactly what I said. Does he have experience in directing water drops?
Do you have experience in directing water drops?
Do I have experience in directing water drops? Is that what he asked?
Yes, that's what he asked.
Oh,
he walked away.
He walked away. All right, so your husband, Steve, and you, Bobby.
Hold on. Here comes one now. Steve, you want me?
You take it.
All right. That's it, baby. Bring it in right here. Aim it right between my legs. I don't mean anything by that, ladies, but I'm pointing right here. Woo!
Good job, buddy.
All right, that was a bullseye.
Yeah, that was good.
I just said right here. I aimed. You see it, Steve?
I saw you painted between my legs.
I painted between my legs.
You pointed.
Okay, you had several water drops there. Are things getting better, or?
We've got this hot spot. Okay, here he comes, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, you. Yeah, right here. Yeah. Ah, fuck it.
Hey, would you ask your husband to watch the language?
Watch the language, Steve.
I'm sorry.
All right, Bobby, did you have fire? You know, there's an awful lot that's going on across the city in terms of fires. Did you guys have any fires?
Did we have what?
Did you have any fires?
No, we don't have any fires. We really don't have much of a hot spot here behind the Western Estates back wall, but we want to make sure that we don't. So the crevice is an area where we think a fire... Go ahead, Steve, here he comes.
Yeah, right there, the crevice. To the crevice. He's not doing what I'm telling him to do.
Can he see you, honey?
Yeah, he can see me.
So, we're not sure, but we're just having them drop water there.
All right, so you guys don't even have any fires?
Not yet, no.
And they're dropping water into an area you call the crevice?
Yeah, it's like the crack. We jokingly call it the crevice. It's like the crevice, you know, when your underwear slips. It looks like the crevice. Here, Steve.
Oh, yeah. That's it, baby. Yeah. You missed again. Fuck.
Hey, watch it.
You missed it again, Bobby.
He missed the drop again.
It sounded like he was doing really good there for a bit, and now he's missing the drop. All right, Bobby, I just want to check in with you and find out what's going on. You don't have any fires there. You don't even really have any need for water. You're just doing water drops.
Steve, Mr. Henry's here.
Yeah?
I said to your wife, Bobby, I said, you don't really have any fires. You don't have any real need for water drops. You're just doing it for fun.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, if I were you, I'd kind of watch that tone, you know.
No, I'm not going to watch any tone. You guys are out there in the back. You're having water drops.
We're having them drop in the crevice.
Mr. Henry, here, give me the phone.
It's on the crevice.
Mr. Henry, this... Here's one here, Steve. Here comes one now.
Yeah. Right in the crevice, baby. Right in the crack.
Mr. Henry, what we're trying to do is ensure that every homeowner and every member of every homeowner's family, people that pay their property tax, but their homeowners association dues, have every protection afforded under the Constitution of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. To that end, we are every day drilling in some manner.
Drilling. Ow! Right in the balls.
I didn't touch you.
You didn't hurt me, Mr. Henry.
You guys do that one more time, I'm hanging up, and I'm never having you on the show again.
What a pussy, man.
Yeah, is that right?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. It's something that Steve likes me to do.
I don't care who's doing it. It makes a mockery of domestic violence. Don't do it.
Yes, sir.
Why would you stop being so much fun, Mr. Henry?
I guess I stopped a while back. I'm not any fun any longer. Tell me, Bobby, again, before I hang this phone up, what the story is with you guys having...
Hold on, wait a minute. Here comes another...
Here comes another one. Drop it right into the crack, right there.
See, the crevice looks like someone's pants that are pulled down slightly, and then you see crack, and then you see the T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Well, you asked me what it was.
That's what the crevice is. Is this a natural rock formation?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
So this is something that the topography looks like.
Yes, hold on.
All right, yeah, bring it in. Never mind.
They're not even paying attention to you now.
You guys have had them going. How many water drops have they done?
How many is that, Steve?
I don't know, about 10.
You're just dropping water and there's no fire?
Are we just dropping water and there's no fire?
Well, you can see for yourself, Bobby. Can you see if there's any fire there?
No, there isn't.
Duh. Good one, brains.
Let me guess. She never touched you.
Yeah.
What did I say I was going to do, Bobby?
All right, that's the last one. I swear to God we won't do anything. Steve?
Yeah. All right, we can call it off. But what I'm basically, essentially, we're doing, Mr. Henry, is we're just trying to give our firefighters every opportunity, you know, to hit the crevice.
Yeah, because you never know when we'll need them.
Well, there's been fire, without question. There was fire in West Hills, as a matter of fact, near where you guys are. There's been fire in areas that where I know people, Eaton Canyon, Pasadena. Dear friends of mine had to evacuate. There's fire everywhere in the Palisades. You guys don't have that emergency, and yet there you are doing practice water drops, which is fine, but it's with a company that does them. It's a private company, and you're directing it, Steve?
Yeah, I direct it because I'm the man.
Steve's the man, okay? And so if there's going to be someone what's going to direct the water drops, then he's it.
Right, okay, then he's it. So in the meantime, Bobby, you're pretending like you're kicking him in the genitals or you're doing something.
That was me. I interrupted.
It's just the way that we relax.
I know, and you guys know what I've told you.
Yes, we do.
All right, so we won't do that anymore. Bobby and Steve Dooley and practicing water drops on their property, Western Estates, in a place called The Crevice. Why did you pick that place?
The Crevice, Mr. Henry, looks like it's a ravine. It looks like it could develop a hot spot. It's called The Crevice because, yes, it does. It looks like someone bending over, and you see just the crack of the ass. Excuse my language.
Yeah, it looks like crevice. It looks like the butt crevice. Okay?
Okay, who named it?
Who named it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I did.
Steve did.
Does anybody else call it that?
Well, we've got everybody. We've pretty much told everyone that's the crevice. I think they used to call it what?
They used to call it the Baxter Ravine.
It was called Baxter Ravine. But we decided let's call it the crevice. And that's what it is.
So it's known as the crevice now.
Well, a lot of people call it Baxter Ravine, but when they see us coming, it's the crevice.
Yeah, when people see us coming, it's the crevice. You better believe it.
All right, let me ask a question. Why did we have these people on? We're having them on to ask them about these water drops, if there's a fire threat.
What did you just ask her?
Oh, hold on, Bobby. To ask, is there a fire threat?
Is there a fire threat? God, did you hear that?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, good. Is there a fire threat?
Yes, Mr. Henry, there's a fire threat throughout Southern California. Everyone's preparing. We are preparing in our own way by doing water drops on
the crevice. Fuck me.
Well, don't look at me, Phil.
Don't look at you. You said we should have the Dooleys on because this is a part of the story of the fires here in Southern California.
I heard, Bud.
Yeah, well, I told you that my cousin, Blue End, his family...
And this cousin of yours with the... Is it? You still here, sir?
Yes, I just was watching.
You're hanging at the door.
Yeah, let's get Blue End. Blue End, I'll meet you at the car.
All right.
This cousin of yours, Blue End, whose family owns the L.A. Fire Company that was doing these water drops... And apparently not hitting anything.
Well, they don't really do what... I mean, they do water drops. They're mostly a window washing company, want my ass opinion.
Wait a minute. L.A. Fire is a window washing company.
Yes, I mean, they deal with a lot of water. And they're, you know... Yes, pretty much.
Is that the name of the company?
No, the name of the company is the Winston Water Washing.
Winston Window Washing?
No, Winston Water Washing.
Why is it called Winston Water Washing?
Because that's what they're using to wash a window.
Where'd L.A. Fire come from?
That's what they named it when the Dooleys contacted them and said, you do water drop over at the crevice.
And how did you meet... Jesus.
They found out about it from me because they're their family.
And it just so happens that Crevice was coming in here.
That Crevice, his name's Blue End.
Blue End was coming in. Oh, my God. Phil, you are not looking well.
Now, Phil, you look like you're going to pass out.
I don't know, man. I'm just, I guess I'm okay. All right, well, thank you, Dooley's, for that stupidest fucking thing I think I've ever wasted time on in my life. Coming up, we have Steve Bozell, who's at the pond behind his property, and they are doing water drops there.
Yeah, Steve Bozell lives out there in Corona, and I don't think there's a fire threat out there either, but they've been doing water drops.
As I recall, Steve Bozell was getting bare-assed by L.A. Fire, is that right?
Not the L.A. Fire that Bobby and Steve just did.
No, the L.A. Fire, L.A. County Fire.
Yes.
We'll be right back with Steve Bozell in Corona. He's doing water drops on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hi, this is Blue N. Norcasey inviting you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. You can get one for a month or for a year. Less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for the year on average. 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content your ass has ever heard.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You get a pre-show, you get a post-show video log, and coming up on Super Bowl Sunday, it's the Dick, the Dickman Bowl.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Plus, you get home movies, you get video casts, all of the podcasts, and much, much more. Over 30 years of archived material, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
At philhenryshow.com.
The greatest value
online
other than porn.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Steve Bozell has been a guy that's dealt with water drops down through the years, and we've talked to Steve a lot about them, and we have him on the phone now from Corona, California. So, Steve, I remember you had water drops back when there was a fire. Have you got one going on right now?
Phil, we do. We have, right behind my property, we have the Johnson Cabin, and it borders rivulet rain, and that's a small, dry riverbed. That we have had some fire problems.
And you've had water drops back in your property down through the years, but here was the thing. Were these guys dropping their pants or something?
It's something I'd rather not talk about. L.A. Fire, not L.A. Fire. Here they come right now. Hey, April, you see that?
Yeah.
They're still doing it. But here's the thing.
They're still dropping their pants.
When they fly by, yeah.
That sounds exactly like the plane that was just flying over the Dooley's house.
I don't know. The one flying over the Dooley's house, I can't. These guys are actually Broome County Fire, right?
Yeah.
April says it's Broome County Fire, so they border L.A. County, and we primarily use them.
And these are the guys that every time they fly by to do a water drop, they drop their pants.
Yeah, they do.
So we have the crevice back there with the Dooley's.
I don't know what it is you're talking about.
It's all right, Steve. It's the Bobby and Steve Dooley were doing water drops that they didn't need because there's no fire threat from a company called L.A. Fire.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
You've heard of L.A. Fire?
Yeah, they're not an official firefighting agency. They're a small window washing company.
Well, guess what? Bud is that's part of Bud's family. In fact, he knows the cousin, some guy named Blue End Willoughby or something.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you know my cousin Blue End, right?
I don't know it. No, I don't know your cousin, Blue End.
I don't think anybody knows your cousin, Bud, other than you. And that's even doubtful.
What?
So anyway, Steve, what we're essentially asking you is how are things out where you live?
Things are good. We ordered up some water drops here. This is Broome County. This is not the L.A. County Fire. This is not L.A. Fire. This isn't a window washing company. These guys are the real deal. And I'll tell you what right now, Mr. Henry, if it wasn't for these guys, there'd be a whole lot of people burned out and run off around here. I can tell you that. Burned out and run off around here. It's been a very hairy few years.
Now, I know you particularly have a very, I don't know, dry is the word, but you have a very particularly, okay, now here comes, do I hear it?
Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Yeah. Yep, there go the pants.
And what is this anyway?
What?
I don't know, what, General?
Oh, look, this guy, these fire guys are dropping their pants. The other fire people are window washers. Am I alive? What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, General, I think it's simply the ridiculous universe that Phil wanders into and we have to follow.
I don't know, Steve.
Here they come now. They're dead on. They just did there's a direct hit right there at the Rivulet Rain, and they've got another one there at Baxter Canyon.
Are these hot spots?
Is what?
Where these guys are dropping water.
It could be. We've had fire there in the past.
All right, but they're not now? There's no...
We've had no fire threat now, but you never know, Mr. Henry.
Final question. Did they drop their pants when they flew by?
Yeah, every time they don't care anymore. They don't care. Every time they fly by, they BA.
Steve Bozell with us from...
Yeah, that's it, baby. Protect my property. Here go the pants.
Why are they doing that?
Because they can, because they think I'm just a chump. What's so funny?
Nothing, man, nothing. All right, well, all right, so this is an actual fire. Now, let me ask you something. If I was to call the Broome County Fire Company and ask them what's going on, they'd be fine, huh?
You're laughing, Mr. Henry.
You better believe I'm laughing. Don't they have better things to do?
Here they come again. Come on, get it right in there. Yeah, the rain rivulet. Shit. One guy turned around and flashed his genitals.
Okay, all right. So I'm glad your property's protected.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, you're just screwing around having water drops just like the Dooleys.
No, sir. No, sir. This is a very serious thing for me.
Yeah, except this is the company. This fire company is always BA-ing you, or this guy turned around and showed you his genitals, huh?
Yeah, God, what are you laughing? Here they are. What are you laughing about it?
Pretty funny, yeah. It is pretty funny.
Who is that?
It was General Shaw.
Oh.
All right. You got a traveling squirrel out there?
We're crawling with traveling squirrels. You crazy? We are crawling with them. They're all over me.
Steve Bozell.
I got one more water drop and we'll call it off.
Yeah, that's what you guys ought to do. I've never seen two.
Yeah, that's it. Bring it on in. I don't care. Drop your pants. I don't give a shit. Yeah, there he goes.
What's the language, please?
Sorry.
All right, so I think I've seen a lot of water wasted here in this ridiculous, idiotic, and meaningless exercise. Thank you very much, Steve Bozell.
You say something?
No, I didn't say anything.
All right.
Aren't you glad you got out of bed today?
Yeah.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampry Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Don't forget, we have our Saturday Cinema coming up. We'll have our Saturday Class. We've got Elcott, The Next Step, and just a few weeks away from the Dickman Bowl. Right here, right now, the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah!
Do it again, so it's...
2, 3, 4. Yeah!